Irreverent. Entertain. Cool.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, and welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's created and designed to get you where you are, from where you are to where you want to be. We have guests that come on and they show us how to do it in the marketplace. And hey, we give it right to you from them. And of course, you know, we can't do a show without our girl, Jeannie Kitty of the City, Jones.
Meow. Dr. T.
Oh my God.
You got the leopard memo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You part of that cat kingdom. I knew it. That's the main principle. I get it. And then we got the ninja warrior.
Oh my
KJ.
God. How about that?
Hey, oh, everybody. Happy hump day. How y'all doing?
We are doing good. You are doing good. You're with us, and we're going to get started, right? We've got a five-part series, but this is part three. And I want to jump into it because this show is going to be so filled with, oh my gosh, something and someone that I have really longed for. All of the guests that come on have been beautiful in their own right, and we know that, and we're grateful for that. But when you're dealing with leadership, and I think oftentimes we look at the mindful part of the leader, but you have to remember that man is three parts. He's a three-dimensional man. He's man, the spirit, because he is spirit. He does not have a spirit. Man is spirit. He has a soul, which is his mind, will, and emotions. And of course, he has a body, which helps us down here get where we need to be. That soul is encapsulated in the body, and you are governed by your spirit. But I want you to be mindful that as you are sitting in that quiet time and you're reflecting on what is my personal leadership style, the quickest way to do that is merely, what is it that you would do if money was no object? What makes you angry? What have you heard people say, you know, you're really good in that. Man, you're making strides in that. Those are the things that when you're sitting down and you're meditating, you're mulling over or to chew over, what's your next move or how do I get from this place to that place? You want to be mindful that all of what you have experienced will play a role in your leadership style. So today, really quick here, I told you that man has three dimensions. Man is spirit. Man has a soul, and that soul is encapsulated in a body. With the mind, will, and emotion, or that soulish man, just a couple of nuggets that I want you to be mindful. One, be careful in that soulish space of what you listen to, who you're listening to, and what moves you emotionally. And with the emotions, yes, we need an emotional experience. I get that. But if it's an emotional experience that's going to take you away from where you have already purposed in your mind that this is my leadership style and this is how I'm going to be deploying it, that space of soulish is the space where everything is going to come into fruition. Now, follow me on this. Because your spirit, you have the same creative and likeness as your creator. You do. You be. You become. You are. When I say to you, do the work, I'm not saying do the 9-to-5. I'm saying become who you were meant to become. That place of soulish, that soulish man, that's where your deployment is going to be. But I want you to be mindful again of your body, because the right foods is important. The rest, you know, there's a difference between rest and sleep. Sleep is important. Sleep, when you lay down and you're going to sleep, that's where the body says, okay, I'm going to repair you now because of what you've done to kind of extol energies and what have you. With your body, be mindful of the foods that you eat. The gentleman or the next guest that will be speaking on that will also kind of bring it to light as well. But in this particular series, when we're doing what we're doing and we're going into the marketplace and we're making a difference, your mind, your spirit, your body, that soul, they all play a major part to get you from where you know you're supposed to be, but you're kind of back and forth, back and forth. Make certain that rest, that sleep, that you're eating properly, and you'll begin to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have so much going on. Coming up in just 2 minutes, so we have a gentleman that I will admit, I tried to kidnap him. I did. And he booby-trapped and made another angle, but I got him, okay? But before we introduce you to him, who is just taking over headlines and health and news, and you'll be not even amazed, because if you know anything about pop culture, you've heard his name, you've heard his family's name, and some of the most powerful people in music have talked about him. And if you just happen to be a Dr. Tanji VIP, and that is anybody that is listening or watching, if you're in the LA area this Saturday, we want you to come to the Ladera Park area for the walk around the park. Exercise, food, fun. It's going on Saturday, 12:30. Check this out. Free yoga, free Zumba. And that's your thing, Dr. Tanji.
Yes,
you love it,
yes,
so much.
Yes.
And it is going down with celebrity trainer Dawn Stroger. And we even have nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show checking in on the Dr. T Show to talk all about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's that time again. The 9th annual walk around the park. Come join my girl, celebrity trainer Dawn Stroger, as she walks for health and wellness. Saturday, August the 17th, the fun starts at 12 o'clock with free yoga, Zumba fitness, and line dancing. Stretch for the walk starts at 1:30, and the walk around the park starts promptly at 2 o'clock. It will be a fun-filled time with live jazz and a taste of Ladera food from Mike's Deli, Hungry Joe's, Earl's Grill, First Bite Catering, Taco Mill, and many, many more. Co-sponsored by Los Angeles County Parks and Recreation and County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. Join Dawn Stroger, Calvary Chapel of Inglewood, and the entire Ladera community at 6207 Ladera Park. Come on out. It's for the community.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Give it up. Thank you. Wow. You know, anytime nephew Tommy, like, could get on the call and, like, look, I'll just fill it out for you. So doing big things and most importantly, impacting the community. And on the Dr. Tanji Show right now is a man whose impact is associated with the root of his family. If you hear anything about CMOS gang and living healthy, you know, everybody, every other person talking about, you know, I'm vegan. But, you know, are you really doing that when you're hearing so many people with mental health issues, especially in our community, cancer, asthma, high blood pressure, is so many things. So I'm very excited to have on the Dr. Tanji Show Isaiah Bowman of Dietary Resolutions, who happens to be the grandson of the legendary Dr. Sabi, who you've heard numerous times from the late, great Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC, and my heart, the late, great Nipsey Hussle, talk about going into production for a documentary on what Dr. Sabi was already teaching, professing before his death. And so the family is continuing. Isaiah alone, his mom, Kelly Bowman, but we got Isaiah on a Dr. Tanji Show. Woo-hoo!
Good afternoon to all the kings and queens that's listening.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. CMOS gang in the building.
Yeah. CMOS gang, yes.
Yep, already. So, Isaiah, anybody who is not familiar with your grandfather, his history, and your extended movement, can you elaborate on that and we'll take it from there?
Well, for the people that's not familiar with my grandfather, Alfredo Bowman, a.k.a. Dr. Sebi, my grandfather. For the people that don't know about Dr. Sebi, my grandfather was a healer. You know, we continue in a legacy. My grandfather cured cancer, herpes, diabetes, sickle cell, HIV, and you name it. And we're continuing to continue these diseases and cure these diseases with minerals and a plant-based diet. So for the people that don't know about Dr. Sebi and the legacy of my family, we're the only ones that changing the narratives. You know, the pharmaceutical business have been killing us for generations and generations, but we continue to trust it. But we forget that the herbs are the healing of the nation.
Absolutely. You know, Isaiah, thank you so much. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, please. Please continue.
And, you know, our society and our culture now, it's important for us to change the way we eat so we can change the way we think so we can be better as people. And it starts with our diet. We can't have a... You can't have a alkaline diet or you can't have alkaline thoughts and you eat on a acidic level. So it's very important for our people to wake up as a whole and put the fried chicken down, put the eggs down, put the milk down, put the coffee down, and put the sugar down, because that's the number one killer in society today.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree with you more, Isaiah. I did some research, and what I really love as your foundation, as your grandfather's foundation, was love yourself. And he was really, really adamant about love yourself, you know. And with that responsibility comes the responsibility of be careful of what you're putting in your mouth and what have you. How difficult has it been for you to take that vision of what your grandfather has left us and carry the torch?
Well, it has been a struggle, you know, due to the passing of my grandfather, because my grandfather was an amazing man. That was my mentor, you know, my best friend. He guided our family on so many levels to where most people wouldn't even understand the knowledge and the wisdom that he instilled in us. It can impact my life and the rest of the generation under us. So if we change as a whole starting now, then we can continue to save our nation. Our nation doesn't need pharmaceutical drugs. If we look at the history of pharmaceutical business, your doctor haven't cured the common cold, but yet we still trust him.
Ouch. Yes.
Ooh. Dang, you're so right. Ooh, ooh. The common cold.
The common cold. But you're absolutely right. And I can feel, I literally can feel and see your passion. And that's the making, and you know this, of a great leader is that leader is compassionate and they're very passionate about what they're doing.
And then you know what, Isaiah? I am very excited that somebody as prominent as Nipsey Hussle, you and you know, just how you are traveling around the country on these power and medium platforms to discuss this, but I think about our young generation and the generation behind and everything you are educating everybody on. And, you know, like I said, vegan, a lot of things that we do comes from commercialism. I notice a lot of times people will, you know, harbor on or jump on to whatever is pushed, but I can't help but to notice a lot of times people are doing that, but they're also missing other nutrients that they need. They say they're vegan, but then walk around with this little pouty belly, you know? So how are you explaining everything that is important that the body needs, as opposed to, I mean, we know certain, some of us that are more savvy in nutrients and what's important and listening to the key things that you're saying. But when we're talking to, you know, our students, you know, our kids on the block, how are you working to address so that they fully understand the body needs to get everything it needs?
Well, you know, I do go around talking to schools and different camps. And the first thing that I notice is that our kids are the ones that iron deficient, have a poor immune system, and always sickly, because who feeds the kids? The mom and dad. So it starts with the parents. When the parents learn how to start making healthy choices for the kids, then the kids just want to eat healthy. Because my son don't eat fast food at all. And he would tell you that that's poison, because he know how it destroys the body. So once we stop giving our kids food that has commercials, then that's changing the narrative. But if we constantly saying every day that we love our kids, and we act in actuality we poison our kids, then that's when we really have to step back and start making these healthy choices for our kids. Because every day all we doing is poisoning our kids and giving them things that cause disease, such as Gatorade. That causes diabetes. That causes leukemia. That has red 40 dye. We'll give our kids Cheetos. That's a food-like product. That's not even real food.
Right.
We'll give our kids McDonald's, and we know better. So once we start changing and start giving our kids things that have the proper nutritional value, such as fruits. In the summer, all we think about is going to barbecues and, you know, having beer and eating junk food. But right now, this is the most important time where you should be detoxifying, re-nourishing, and re-strengthening your body, getting it ready for the fall and the winter. And then that's when sickness occurs, during the winter time. Because you have overexerted your digestive system all summer with food-like products, GMO products, processed beef, processed foods. So how can we have alkaline thoughts if our body's acidic?
I love that. I love that.
I'm going out on the block. Right? How you gonna have your alkaline though? You got acidic body.
I love
that. That's my new line. I got that. I mean, just nothing but common sense and truth. That, but again, when you don't have, you know, Isaiah running commercials and in your part, just like anything we listen to over and over and over again. And I love your Free Food Tuesdays. I saw you on IG. I loved it, Isaiah, with Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. That is the key, because another thing I'm inquiring, I mean, if you're not in a neighborhood, again, parents that, honestly, you know, if there's not a farmer's market across the street and you don't see that, what are your thoughts on us moving forward to partner with these chains to bring fresh vegetables and fruits to communities, you know, where they can have access to them and most importantly, see them consistently?
That's something that's very needed throughout every community and every state.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it starts with this. I tell people, if you have a house and you just have a gardener coming to cut your grass, then you're wasting the environment where you should be planting fruits and vegetables in your own yard. Absolutely. We don't grow enough fruits and vegetables. We don't grow anything in our backyards, in our front yards. You have a yard, you should be growing. Start with the basics. Start with just fruits. Start growing your own fruits. Start growing your own vegetables. Start growing your own kale. It's very important right now to start growing your own fruits. Start growing your own vegetables, because who knows? Who's to say that if food stops today, what are we going to do?
Yep, and you can just have a large pot. We used to do tomatoes. We had a garden. I just noticed, too, just the taste difference.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It's injected, yeah. You know, with other stuff when you taste it from the store. I'm like, man,
yeah.
It's the biggest difference.
Isaiah, the mind, you know, the mind. People won't change until that mind change. How do you do that? What's your regimen for getting people to just change their minds and wanting to do it?
Well, you know, when you become sick and tired of being sick and tired, then that's when you want change. I noticed in my generation, we're tired of our uncles and dads and grandmothers and aunts and moms dying from diabetes or cancers or, you know, prostate cancer or just disease, period, right, to where we're stepping back and saying, hey, you know, well, let me make some better choices, health choices at that. And then we have to also thank Michelle Obama. Because if it wasn't for Michelle Obama today, you wouldn't see a GMO label in a grocery store. You wouldn't see those juices that say no high fructose corn syrup. And you wouldn't definitely see those signs that's right in front of these fast food chains that says may cause cancer and disease. But yet we still go to these places when we know better.
Right. Absolutely.
No, Isaiah, I'm sitting here with our assistant producer, and I know everything that you're saying, and I'm starting to get water in my eyes from just being emotionally joyful and like, oh my gosh, okay, if he says one more truthful thing. But everything you just stamped that First Lady Michelle Obama implemented, but I never forget, I can't believe, I was in a drive-thru window, and all of a sudden, I was like, you know, I had been going there previously, but I said, oh, this big old sign talking about if you digest this, it may cause cancer. I mean, big as hell in the window. I was like, well, I appreciated him being honest. I mean, we knew that. But I was like, man, it's so bold. So you still going to go by?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was big in the window. I said, who did that? Biggest day. What you digest here may cause cancer. I was like, holy smoke.
Yeah, but see, we've been programmed. Oh, wow. We've been eating on a westernized level for generations and generations. You know, your grandmother gave you bacon, eggs, and cheese, and pork. Then your mom gave you eggs, pork, and bacon. But then the doctor will lie to you and tell you it's hereditary.
That's our other hook. That's our other hook in the song, right? It's hereditary all the time. That's the first thing they say. That's part. That's part of their script. When we go to the doctor, they didn't even check you yet. Oh, talk about it, Isaiah. I said you didn't even ask anything. You would say something's hereditary. You don't even know what's going on.
Right. But if we all eat the same thing, we all get the same disease. That's what they didn't tell us. See, they took us from Africa, but they didn't bring our food with us. And we just started following everything and everybody. And our bodies need minerals. Our body need to be nourished, revitalized, in order to have the best quality of life.
Absolutely.
So when you consume in sea moss, or you taking, you know, the female balance or the male balance, and you taking our products, you're feeling good because now your body is starting to receive something that it never had before.
I agree.
See, minerals are key. we've been programmed to think that vitamins are going to help us. We could go get a mystery pack of vitamins from the liquor store, and that's going to help us stay healthy. Or we'll go to GMC and buy their products and think we're going to get healthy. Those products are still, we forget that those products are still made in a factory with man-made chemicals. So how is this going to help our bodies? The herbs are the healing of the nation. What happened to us as a whole is the real question.
Is there ever a time, Isaiah, where you're thinking, what am I doing? Why am I trying to make people conscious and intentional in what they're doing and they don't care? What keeps you going, I guess? That's what I'm asking. Because this is good stuff.
Like my grandfather always said, you know, we used to get upset, you know, when I was a kid, like, why people don't believe you, Grandpa. You have documentation. You have cures on top of cures. You have endless files where we've cured so many people. Then he said, this lifestyle is not for everybody. This lifestyle is only for the chosen few. Only the strong survive anyway.
All the time.
So then that's when I sat back and say, you know what? Well, the goal is to help one person at a time, because everybody don't want to be healthy. Some people just live for today. Right. So for me, if we can just, the fact that you know about CMOS game, then I do my job already. The goal is just to motivate and inspire people to live like how we've been living my whole life, how the bone has been living my whole life. My grandfather's the only man I know that could flop down on his knees and get right back up.
Yeah, that content.
Man, I saw that. Woo! I'm like, wow.
That needs to be everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said, I mean, that is so powerful by itself. You can just fade to black
absolutely.
From there.
Absolutely.
I said, man.
Right.
I come from an electric cell food diet. My grandfather showed us that when you don't eat meat, eggs, cheese, pork, and dairy, and when you respect your temple and love yourself, then this is what happens. You get the best quality of life. We're not designed to die in a hospital, impotent, sick, with IVs and just, we're not designed to die on a westernized platform, period. We all are strong queens and kings out here. So at the end of the day, we all at least should want the best quality of life, if anything else. But see, material has controlled us. Hmm. It's been our platform for generations and generations. So what's in front of the health? You think about wealth before your health. You'll spend thousands of dollars on going to get your nails done, hair done, buying a bag, but we tell you we have something that can help you live long. You tell us, well, I got to go do research from my doctor.
You're right.
Where's the logic in that?
You're absolutely right.
Mm. And then we have people checking in now, Isaiah, at Dr. Tanji's show. We had Cassie checking in from D.C., sent a DM inquiring about her consistent pattern and having seizures. She was told gluten-free, eating gluten-free, and stuff is still happening. Any advice or direction you can share with her?
Yes. The young lady who's having seizures, she needs to go on a plant-based diet. She needs to leave all the GMO foods, all the processed food alone, because those chemicals in the food is triggering something in your brain and your heart that's causing you to have a seizure. So once you change your diet, start drinking a gallon of spring water a day, start incorporating blueberries, strawberries, raspberries for the antioxidants for the body, incorporate the kale for the fiber, and the calcium, and she need to go to dietaryresolutions.com, and she need to get the sea moss so that I can help with her central nervous system and build her immune system back up.
The way you were able, I'm just amazed. I'm sitting here. The way you were able as a leader in this field to be able to say, this is what is missing. This is what I suggest. It just comes so natural. It just, you're, again, you embody what we are in need of to honestly live the life, live a healthy life, a long life, and to do exactly what we're supposed to do while we are here. Our assignment is so important. Sometimes we lose sight of the assignment. And it's so refreshing to know that you're doing exactly what is needed.
And then, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Truly.
And then,
you know, we all have a purpose in life. So.
Yes.
I just tell everyone, you know, we all have to find our purpose.
Yes.
And I went to school. I have a degree in nutrition. And I have years and years. I've been formulating products since I was 7 years old. So this is not, you know, something new. It's something that's been embedded for years and years. And I just appreciate, you know, the knowledge that my grandfather instilled in me traveling with him, learning, you know, and going back to school and still getting the westernized papers too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
The young lady, let's get that young lady healthy. And anyone else that want to get healthy.
Okay, we'll send them right over to the site, dietaryresolutions.com. Isaiah, like I said, so much extra light was projected. Nipsey discussing your grandfather before his untimely death. And we were so incredibly, yeah, you can say anxious, anticipating the content, this documentary. He was very passionate about completing, and Nick Cannon comes in and said he's going to, you know, pick the baton up and get the production done. Can we expect to see that sometime in 2020? Or do you know where we are with that content?
As far as the content, we're still, you know, in the makings of the documentary right now as we speak. So we haven't finalized the date yet. But, you know, we just telling the people, look out for it, because it's going to be an epic, you know, documentary that's needed for the culture. And, you know, just to put the speculations of Dr. Sabi to rest, you know, was he a quack? Did he really have these cures? You know, we want to put all that stuff to rest, because this is the only man on this planet that stood up in on any court platforms, went to the Supreme Court justice, won his case, and then went the very next day to the federal court and beat that case, not guilty. So, you know, that documentary is going to be very informative. Just look out for it, and we will have more information and details for you really soon.
That is going to be so potent.
I can't wait.
I'll be camping outside. Believe that. Believe that. Wow. With my sea moss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Isaiah? Outside. A pillow. You see somebody. No, I'm behind, all the bottles like wrapped around me in a pillow. I'm just going to be waiting out there. Like, that's that crazy Jeannie Jones. And I know KJ asthma has, you had it since you were young?
Yes. When I was born, I had an asthma attack. My mom couldn't physically hold me right out the room. So I was in intensive care for about a couple weeks. And then my mom was able to hold me. And then when I was 8, I had a severe asthma attack. I was in the hospital for about 2 to 3 weeks. And I got released Christmas Eve. And now, whenever I get a little sickness, like the common cold or just like a runny nose, it triggers my asthma. So it just goes full out asthma attack.
Wow. And Isaiah just said, talked about that. Isaiah, if you want to elaborate on that in terms of triggering, I mean, cold attacks the brain, attacks the heart, immune system, it's all connected. Isaiah.
Yes, say that one more time. My phone was breaking up. I'm sorry.
Okay. KJ was just mentioning his challenges with asthma from birth, young, and now a college student. But, you know, a common cold, you know, triggers his asthma. But I was just reiterating, you said that at the top of the show, how, you know, the brain, the body, the heart, the immune system, it's, you know, all connected, obviously, but, you know, one thing's deficient, it triggers, you know, ailments in another area. So with him with asthma, what do you suggest?
I'm with the young man who has asthma.
Yes.
Well, you know, he's in college, so I'm sure he's constantly on the go. Do you eat fast food is the first question.
On occasions, yes.
Okay. Yeah, by you eating fast food and having asthma, that's compromising your immune system, and it's causing your lungs to become inflamed, and that's what triggers the asthma. We actually cure asthma. It's just you have a lot of mucus in the lungs, and it's 80% of your diet. Once you change your diet, cut the fast food completely. Now, my next question, do you drink coffee from time to time, or do you go to Starbucks?
I don't drink coffee, no.
Good. Okay, so it's mainly just the fast food that you consume.
Okay.
And what fast food places do you go to?
mainly Chick-fil-A or Chipotle.
Okay. I want you to definitely cut the Chick-fil-A because that's creating a lot of your mucus.
Oh. Okay.
And let's put you more so on a plant-based diet because I did do an experiment with Chick-fil-A. I really don't want to go that far to that experiment, but Chick-fil-A is just like McDonald's. You saw the YouTube where the gentleman had the cheeseburger in his pocket for 2 years. Well, I had Chick-fil-A on a balcony of my office that one of my clients left about 3 years ago, who was a construction worker. He left his lunch. And I called him and said, hey, you left your lunch. He said, you're not going to need to throw it away. I know so many Americans eat Chick-fil-A and think that's the best place to eat at. But that's one of the worst places you're consuming because everything in Chick-fil-A is processed. Everything. And when I did the experiment, it showed me that the cheese is plastic, the bread didn't mold, and the patty, that chicken patty, just shrunk. So that showed me that if this is what's going on the outside, imagine what it's doing to people's inside.
Absolutely.
Wow. So definitely cut the Chick-fil-A. Start drinking a gallon of water a day. Get you some kale. Get you some blueberries. Get the raspberries because you need that for the antioxidants to build your immune system. And go on our website, get you the sea moss. Because that sea moss for you is going to put 92 of 102 minerals back into the body. And that's going to put the calcium, the zinc, enrich the blood, put the natural iodine back into the body, restore your immune system, and bring your body back to its natural essence. Then your asthma's gone.
Wow.
And just like that.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, and then also checking in at Dr. Tanja Show on Instagram. Just got a DM from Tim in Atlanta. Isaiah, he's asking for his 11-year-old daughter, also suffering with mucus, and he says that from time to time it, you know, be thicker, and then it'll, you know, thin, and then sometimes go away, but then it comes right back again. So again, it goes back to diet.
It's all diet. See, once we change what we give our kids, then we'll suppress the mucus and our kids are much healthier. So tell the gentleman, cut out the Doritos chips for his daughter, cut out the Cheetos, cut out the Cheerios, cut out the milk, and let's change her diet. Get her to CMOS as well so we can suppress some of that mucus.
Okay, great. So children can digest.
I want to ask a question. Oh, yeah. I want to ask a question about a taboo that's in our community, and of course, it's mental illness. Oftentimes, people do not want to talk about that. But I'm curious to know. We know the physical elements can be dealt with. How invasive have you been able to maybe get a handle on mental illness?
Well, with mental illness, it start with the diet. See, once we control what we put in our mouth, then we can control what thoughts we have. Mm-hmm. But we consume so much food that has so many chemicals to where it alters your emotions. Mm-hmm. It causes you to be angry. It alters your DNA. It alters your digestive system. And then mental illness, any illness can occur if the immune system is compromised. But with a alkaline diet, putting the proper water and minerals in the body, then there's no mental illness. Because then once you eat on an electric cell food level, you begin to vibrate on a higher frequency. You're calm, you're patient, you're at peace with self. And most people who eat on an alkaline diet are much more calmer than people who eat on an acidic diet because you're plant-based now. You no longer have the fog on the brain. You no longer have those chemicals in the body that just that cause you just to react irrationally. So with mental illness, it start with diet as well. That's key. Once we change the diet, you change the body. Then what disease can live in a healthy body? No disease.
And just think about what Isaiah just said. Then you want to compound going to the doctor with about 20 different meds that they give you. You've got to be kidding me.
Right.
You've got to be kidding me.
Those meds are destroying us. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Isaiah. I just took a nutrition class for one of my GEs for college, and my teacher never taught this. Never once talked about.
It's not part of the process.
Changing your diet, how your diet affects your health. It's
no, they never would teach us. They have been teachers and not going to. So, wow.
That's not their job. Their job is not to encourage you to eat healthy. Their job is to keep you sick, promote prescription drugs, which is a $1 billion corporation, $1 billion business. Yeah. A lot of the food that we're consuming and the chemicals that they're putting in our food, that's part of population control. This is how you control the population, by putting more chemicals in the food, causing more illness. Look around. All you see is dialysis centers everywhere.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is there so many dialysis centers just popping up all over the place?
Popping up nonstop. That was not like that a few years ago. I said that to myself the other day. I said, why's dialysis on every block? And we talking about, you know, blood and all these organ failure. I mean, I said I don't recall that being a common conversation like it is now.
It wasn't.
And then another thing I wanted to give Isaiah props for is he is so accurate. My friends who consistently promote alkaline diets, they are probably the coolest, smoothest people I've ever seen. Everything with them, I mean, you could tell them, shut the hell up. And they'd be like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, but Isaiah, but I'm telling the truth, though. Everything is so cool. I said, well, what are you on?
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, alkaline, just, I mean, you know, everything's fresh.
Yeah.
Like what's up
like
with
a
you?
Whole new awareness.
Yeah, yeah, no, but yeah. Just chill though. Yeah, everything is okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Man. No, Isaiah, everything he's saying, I'm like, oh, yep.
Yeah. My teacher actually said don't go on an alkaline diet.
Are you serious?
Yes. That was
I'm going to campus
class.
With you. Oh, I'm going to campus with you tomorrow. We're going to get our CMOS gang t-shirts and we're going gaming up on the campus. That's what we're going to do. Like, stop it.
Please don't start that, lady.
They all know Isaiah. So again, thank you so much, wow. Isaiah Bowman, dietaryresolutions.com. If you don't know, you better know. No, that's also on Instagram, and you can follow him. I mean, just the Fresh Vegetable Tuesday. And I mean, Isaiah's everywhere. I'm going to catch him. I actually had him here in LA. We realized that the commute time was going to cut into this powerful conversation we just had. So I said, look, I said, just stay right there in the office and call in. But Isaiah, we're going to do this between here, New York, LA, Atlanta. I'll meet you in my home city, DC, and wherever you are, man, we're just going to gang up and keep this thing going. So thank you. Tell your mom, Kelly Bowman, we said, what's up?
Oh, that's my auntie. I'll tell my auntie Kelly.
Oh, auntie. That's auntie. So
yeah, that's my auntie.
That's
Kelly.
Your mom? Is that
yeah,
your mom's sister?
Yeah, that's Dr. daughter. Uh-huh.
It's mommy's sister.
No, that's my dad's sister. That's Dr. Sadie's oldest daughter.
Oh, wow. Now I got it. Okay, but look, the whole Bowman, right? Dr. Sadie, click, look, I'm there. I'm in the family. I'm extended, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it was a pleasure coming on this platform.
Thank you.
And I appreciate, you know, you guys having me. And for everyone that's listening, you know, let's just stay motivated. Let's stay healthy. And check out our website. Go to dietaryresolutions.com. And let's get you healthy.
Absolutely. Before you jump off, I want to tell you that to whom much is given, much is required. And you know this, I'm sure. I want you to continue in the stead, in the vein that you're in, and just give us exactly what you know that we're in need of. And we are forever grateful for that. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, Isaiah. And in the words of your granddad, Dr. Sabe, eat to live or eat to die. It's just that simple.
It's just that simple.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
And you ladies have a blessed and productive day.
Back at you.
Peace and love. All right,
peace. Yeah, just and he's smooth. You know, Isaiah's like,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so just everything in your crib, just throw it.
You know, I was as he was
throw
talking,
it out.
I had my feet underneath the chair, thinking he's stepping all over my toes.
No! And then me and KJ, look, no.
Do?
But how come we were like shrinking in height?
Were you really?
I felt like we were about to be underneath the table of the console. Like, okay, and for the most part, we are healthier human beings. I know. I mean, because I flash my little, you know. Kitty is cooking the kale, you know, on my IG. But I mean, every now and then, like I even admit it, if you look on Dr. Tanji's page, okay, you know, Dr. Tanji flashing her healthy snacks, to all her VIPs.
Yeah.
But she said, be honest. So I was like, cool, I do a healthy chip or nuts.
Okay.
But every now and then that barbecue chip, it calls me, you know, it's every now and then. And it's, you know, I think too, with balance, but being, if you're consistently eating well, what I do also notice is that the healthier I become, I can't just eat anything. My body immediately feels it as it's digesting. It's like a clog. It's almost like you taste and you feel the congestion and the poison going down, so you don't want it anymore. And that's what has happened to me.
Okay.
So
thank you so much for your honesty.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And KJ's looking very sad. I'm gonna give you a hug. and you know, we're gonna kiss Chick-fil-A. Mwah.
Tell that to my whole family.
We're
not going to Chick-fil-A anymore.
No, because it's just the process alone to prepare the food. I mean, I know that. And I mean, as much as I used to love, I mean, I stopped and it's been a big difference. Big, massive difference.
Absolutely. Wow. I like the fact that you can come here, you can get what you need. When we said, let's do life together, that was not just a soliloquy to say, let's do life together. That is so serious, and there's no judgment in doing life together, because we got a lot to do. Coming up next week, I've been studying about the spirit of leadership and the leadership spirit, and how do we attain the spirit of leadership. There's a difference. And I really want my VIPs, our VIPs, to be well-informed, well-endowed, and to live the life that you're supposed to live, because it's very, very important, because you matter. And I thank you. I thank you for logging on. I thank you for coming on Mondays to talk to Tanji and on Wednesdays to the show. I appreciate that. I do not take that lightly nor for granted. It's a journey and it's fun. And we're doing it together and we're doing life together.
Together.
Together. So thank you for joining.
This was good. Yeah. This was good. KJ, what's up? Who's going to walk out with your head down? We all feel like Charlie Brown
now.
No. So I can't wait to, you know, the extended online conversation about this.
Absolutely.
For sure.
We'll
for
do
sure.
that.
All right. To okay. health and wealth. And
that's it.
Leadership.
That's it. Stay tuned.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.